Shus Avi Mari. We're holding my Simon Reish Hay, the sugya and the gerter of cooking vegetables. Two main points over here, the sugya of cooking versus raw, and the sugya of the bracha you make on the liquid that comes out by cooking the vegetables. First of Aleph, we have a Mishnah Naflam on the Heben Beis that says, Aperis Oretz, you make Boyer Pia Domo. Chutz from the case of Pas, and therefore it says, by Pas, we make Moitz Lechem in Oretz, and Irokus, you make a Boyer Pia Domo. So the Gemara Naflam on the Ches, why do we have a comparison of Irokus versus Pas? What's the contrast over here? The Gemara says, Ma Pas, Nishtana Ali Dei Or. Here also is Nishtana Ali Dei Or. He also was the stand out of the or.
Sometimes
there's nothing
coming through. I'm working on it. 1 second.
Use this phone.
Hold on, we'll put you on speakerphone. 1 minute. I'll stay on this line.
Okay, you're on speaker and everyone can hear you.
What?
You're on speaker and everyone can hear you, and we talk on this phone.
You
know, maybe take a little speaking on this, I'll hold it.
Okay,
so
I'm gonna call you back.
No, on this phone.
Okay.
We'll call you back.
So,
Abaye says, you see over here, you saw it, that Shlokas make a Bari Priya Domo. Come on, Chizdo, and being down there, Rav says, you make a Bari Priya Domo. Rabbi Yechon says, you make a case of Shahakal. The Gemara says, Vani Oimer, says Rav Chizdo, that where Rashi explains there is no machlekes, it really depends what's better. If cooking it will be case of better, then it will be cooking via domo and vice versa will be shakal. Mashenking is raw, it will be better. Then that case will be a situation of hadomo, and cooking will be a case of shakal. More brings on cases, we have cooking better. Cooking is better when it's a case of kruv, or silka and kara. And when's it better when it's raw? A case of shum or karti. The Gemara goes on further, being done the next man, the Yomar, Rav Nachman. He also brings down Machloek Samaroyim that Shmuel says the case of Adomo and the Bechlin says the case of Shahakal, and he says it is a Machloekis. The Gemara goes on further, brings down Rav Chir by Abba, and he brings down Rav Yechon on the Farkart. The Loch is on Shlokis, you make a Bari Pri Adomo. And we get to the end of the day, we have Machloekis Achroinim. We have Machloekis over here. If the Loch is, if you make Adomo or Shakal or something that's Shlokis, come on, we show him how to be Paskin. Says Taisvis, Rabbi Yehuda, he says, we passing like Rav Chisda, that the case of Shum, that is Chai, will be Mechalek, and say that's the case of Adoma. Mash Enkin, when it's cooked, be a case of Shakal. We passing like Rav Chisda. Rabbi Sheshev says, that's the Rambam, that's Rabbi Yoin over here, the Rosh, we passing like Rav Chisda. Asala Sheni, come along the Torah, and it brings down the Rav Shita. The Rav says, the loch over here is all Shlokas, even by the case of Shum, when it's cooked, the loch is to be a case of Bari Pri Adomo. Now the question is, the Riff are discussing a situation when it's cooked, even by garlic, Pri Adomo. What about garlic when it's raw? What would the Riff hold when garlic is raw? So, again, it's very clear, Machlok is among the Rishonim. The way how Tosfos brings down the Riff is coming to say that both of them, garlic, whether it's cooked or raw, the loch is Bari Pri Adomo. Either way, it's a Rabbeinu Yona. That's how the Beis Yosef says it over. Atzala Shani, the Torah says over the Rif, Fakert, he wants a taina that he switched around everything. He wants a taina, the case of garlic that is raw, will be a case of Shahakal, and the garlic that's cooked in the case of Adomo. What is the Yisoid of the Machlekes? So if you go like Tosfos and the Beis Yosef, they understand the situation of garlic raw and cooked as Adomo, the way how they explain it, when it's raw, it's Bari Pri Adomo. When it's cooked, Tshuva went down, but had the shame of Adomo, never lost the shame of Adomo. That's very good. The Machlokes is according to Tosfos, the Rif versus Rabbeinu Yehuda. If you go like the Torah and the Bach says, it's an Ikkum Mahalach over here, that it comes along and switching garlic around, that the Metzias is that when it's raw, be a case of Shakal and cooked to Adomo, what are they arguing about Metzias? If garlic is better cooked, if garlic is better when the case that's raw over here, they're arguing Metzias over here. So where they explain is very simple. Tosfos Be'etzmias and Kasha, the garlic, when it's cooked, does taste better. Says Tosfos, and the Ramah brings down, the case when garlic is cooked tastes better, but why do you put the garlic inside the meat for? You did it inside the meat and not inside the garlic. Inside the garlic, you didn't do it. You did it for the meat. Therefore, since you did it for the meat, derech agav, the gog tastes better. Therefore, the gog has a get of ishtana legeruso, in the case of shakal. But that nekuda, says of Bach, is where the riff is disagreeing. The maisa tastes better when it's cooked. A gum you're doing for the balser, and that nekuda, when it's cooked, is adomo, and it's through as a case of shakal. It comes out. In the riff, there's a double machlokes over here. Pshat of the riff, between the Bach versus the Beis Yosef. Is Yisrael over here when it's more, when it's, let's say it's cooked, and it's better when it's cooked. What's the loch in that case? Are you masking the Tosfos or not? The way the Bach comes out, he agrees. According to the Beis Yosef, he disagrees. A second half kamino is by a case of raw garlic. What bracha do you make? According to the Beis Yosef, in the riff, you make a case of Adamo. According to the Bach, you make a case of shakal. Fine, that's first the Torah, Beis Yosef and the Bach. A loch l'maiso, kamung l'mechaber, and he passes like Rav Chisda, that says there is no machlokes, the fi d'avon of Rashi. And therefore, he's mechalkin in a case whether it's raw or cooked, what is better over here. And therefore, by case of even garlic, when it's raw, be a case of Adamo. Mash enkin, it was cooked, be a case over here of shakal. The Mogavrom does bring down the Bach. The Bach maskon is, it's a machlokes among the Rishonim. And therefore, mitzad sava pluk to lahakal, on garlic, you should always make a shakal, whether it's raw or whether it's cooked. Kamung l'mogavrom, it says, enim l'chach. We don't go like the Bach. So, fine, akan ve'e b'kitzer, the sugyo, and halach l'mais is very simple, until now. We come out, we passing like a chizdo, whatever is better, that'll be the bracha. Whatever is worse, we get a bracha of shakal over here. Now the question is, what's the definition of being better? What's the gedder of being better? And a bunch of questions over here to define the definition of the gedder over here. First, the Mechaber, when he starts off his halacha, he says over here, it's toivim v'shalom yosim v'chayim. Better means when it's better cooked than raw, then the halacha is the raw will get a case of shakal. That means bi'ar dover. If both of them are good, raw and cooked, you get say raw hadamo, a cooked hadamo. But it's better one over another. Then whatever is better, that will be the bracha, and we will not get the bracha be shakal. Let's just give an example, a marshal. Let's say we're going to assume that carrots, when they're cooked, they taste better. Let's assume that. You can argue the point. But carrots taste better when they're cooked. But everyone eats carrots raw and cooked. Everyone does that. So what's the lacha on raw carrots over here? The simple reading of the Mechaber comes out, raw carrots will be shakal. Okay, everyone eats it that way. But it's better when it's cooked. It says in Mishabur and the Mogavrom, the Medaik, the Mechaber over here, it sounds like, even though everyone does it, in this Mechaber sounds like be a shakal. However, they go on further, and they quote this Rebbeinu Yoino that says, not that way. Void, you go back to the Mechaber and Simon Reish Beis, Sif Yud Beis, he gives a different definition. He says the definition is whatever the derech is. That's the sort of here. As the derech of carrots cooked and raw, then both of them be a case of Adamo. Therefore, the Maskona, the Mogavrom, and the Mishabur, the definition is not better. The definition is derech. That's the definition. So come out, even though it might be better cooked than raw, either the Mechab over here, the words of Machzah Shekel, is lav dafko, or the words of Mechab over here is more of the siba of why it creates the derech. But it comes out, the ikke getter is derech. What is the normal thing? Everyone eats carrots raw and cooked. A gamma might be better when it's cooked. Over here, yeshlod the Mechaber, but the aloch l'maisa, mishibur, magavon, paskins, both of them be a case of Adomo. Klal Aleph. Klal Beis. We're saying over here the definition is derech. Means motzoi. Means harbe. Means roiv. How much is the definition of normalcy? Again, normalcy is a big argument in Jubiclalius. What defines something that's a derech over here? So the Mishabur has different lashonis, but Ossi says lashon of Sefkon Gimel Roiv Bnei Odom. In the back in Reish Beis, when the same sugya is brought down, Sefkon Tamach Beis, Sefkon Tamach Gimel, he has lashon of Roiv Bnei Odom. He also has lashon of Harbe Bnei Odom. But he has a lashon of Roiv. The Chonim point out that there are certain cases, let's say carrots or apples, clearly that people eat them raw and cooked. Can you have Roiv being cooked and Roiv being raw? In numbers-wise, it's not possible to have roiv apples being cooked and roiv being raw. It has to be. Not the way. It's not exactly 50%. So what does the lashon of roiv mean over here? Roiv. So they point out that the bir dava of the Mishnah Berurah, and if you read them slowly, there are two words of roiv. Could be. Roiv could be the min. What's the roiv of the min used for? That's what roiv b'nei Adam do. What most people do. Most people eat it raw and cooked. Min Most of the min can be raw, most of the min can be cooked, but the words of the Mishmur all the time is Roiv B'nai Adam. That means Roivavi is not going back after the min, it's going back after the people. Most people eat apples both ways. Most people eat carrots both ways. So the definition is Roiv. Roiv of who? Roiv B'nai Adam. So even though most of the apples, could be 70% of the apples eaten raw, but most people eat them cooked both ways. That's Nichol, the getaway is Roiv B'nai Adam. And Batim, we go back to the Bialocha, and Simon Reish Beis, and Sef Yud, he's Mefurish this way. It really is a question by us. We have in Reish Hei, the Locha of Sef Aleph, the idea of raw versus cooked. We have the Locha in Sef Beis, Sef Gimel, Locha Bishul, when it changes the Bracha. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah have a problem. Negate apples, it's very clear, says the Rashba, apples, Derech is raw and cooked. So the apples are going to be either way a case of Ha'etz. Yet the liquid that comes out of the apples, says Rashba, that's not the derech. It's not the derech. Therefore, the liquid of the apples will be a case of shakal. Well, you just said apples are derech wrong cooked, and yet you're saying it's not the derech to be a case that's cooked to have the liquid come out. So the Mishmur has two terutzim. His first terut before he gets to brackets, he says the definition of roiva are two different ways. Negeir to wrong cooked. The definition is roiva neyodim derech. People do it that way. Negeir to the idea of to bishul, when the liquid comes out, it has to be oimid lakach. His words are very clear. It has to be oimid. People see apples as oimid to get the juice out. It has to be oimid lakach. Roiv, people do it that way. So one's roiv negate to the min, and one's roiv negate to people over here. So again, so we have a second insight what they get over here. It has to be roiv bnei adam, meaning the derech most people to go to. A third thing is roiv bnei adam negate to where? The whole entire world. How do you find it after every shkuna, every area? So again, the Simon Reishai, inside the Sharetzin, inside the Mishmur, end of the Simon, inside the Bialocha, it brings down the Chai Odom. And the Chai Odom, it says, it goes after Eisel Mokom, after that place. So, come along this form, they point out, they give definitions, says it's safe for the same bracha. There are certain things that are cooked one way, eaten one way in Eretz Yisrael, and different way in Chutz Laretz. Instead of the same bracha, string beans, and zucchini, squash, in Chutz Laretz, they're eaten raw and cooked. If you have string beans in America, what to go do? Make a bracha adama, cooked adama, raw adama, won't make a difference. You go to the store, everyone knows in America, string beans are there raw, eat them, serve them all the time. Cooked all the time. Squash, I'm not sure, but string beans are certainly that way. You come to Israel, string beans are only cooked. Squash, zucchini is only in case of cooked. That's what the swarms say, whether you can argue the point or not, but that's Oish date. So they come along that it goes after Oish Mokum, and the same exact food depends on where you are. Now the question leads to, once that's the definition of Eisel Mokum, this third, get over here, what defines being part of a place? For example, someone from Chutz Laretz, from America, comes to Eretz Yisrael. He lives here. He has now with him string beans. What brooks he make on raw string beans? Go after he himself? Goes after Maldafna, Arizeh, Yushalayim, Meir Sharm? What defines the definition of a place? So among the Svarim, there seem to be four separate ways to understand the get over here. They ask a question from Chaim Knievsky, he comes along and says, it depends, the place that you're in Eretz Yisrael, they eat only cooked, ruah b'adama. Totally about Eretz Yisrael, where you are. Agam, you might not be that way, but it goes totally after Eretz Yisrael. What malach? I tell you, Shani, the Issa of Shlomo Zalman, the same bracha has a shuv in the back of the sefer. Shlomo Zalman said, depends if you keep one day yontif or two day yontif. That's not his loshen. His loshen is, do you plan to go back, or not to plan to go back? Plan to go back, what are you? Ben Chutz Laretz. What's Ben Chutz Laretz? Ruah, they eat. Even a case of raw string beans. You make a case of Hadam in that case. You plan to stay, be a case of shackle by raw string beans. Asad Shlishi, when Ishim Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg had eyes in the Taino, what is the lumdis we're going after the case over here of what the derech is? Because a planter, a daskin who's planted to be used in this situation. So he says, who should go after? Not the eater, after the planter. He takes a step further. But when the plant is planting it, he plans to export, or plants only have it in the state that it's in. If he plans to export it, he plans to send it outside, whatever the world wants, so that the world eats it a certain way, or go after the world. He plans to only sell in America, and then you take it on the airplane, you bring it to Eretz Yisrael, then he says, what's the bracha on raw string beans? You make a bracha adama. You go after the planter, where it's coming from. Don't go after the eater, go after the planter. Asad Ravi, when the Yisra Berkowitz, he says over, the only side over here is how are you machshav yourself? So it really depends upon your own personal eating habits. How exactly do you eat things? When you come to Israel in the first couple of years, you're one way. Then over time, your wife and kids take over the house, and by force, things change in your house, the eating habits in the house, and the mishpacha turns into a Hebrew mishpacha instead of English one, and things end up being an Israeli style. Again, you might associate being an American, find you more the yachid over here, and the eating habits turn to Israeli style. And that's the way, then whatever that style is, I'm not giving a stamp on mishpacha. But these things over here comes out, depends on what the eating habits of your personal style is. So it comes out that we have a minig over here, they go after Oysel Makom, and it's a big mavuchel what to go do. Not that simple. As my father says, don't eat garlic. Fine. Shalom bayis. Now, next question to get to the get over here is that when you have something, let's say, is very expensive, therefore people only eat it in one style. But if they had it cheaper, they'll eat it both ways. Come over to Shani, his example in the Gate of Sugar Schita, where he says it over here, pomegranates in this country, in all stores, they have them case where they have whole pomegranates, and every juice store has carrots, has oranges, and pomegranates. In America, they tell me recently came much more common, but it used to be very expensive, and they would not squeeze it. Now it's more common, but it used to be, 20 years ago, it wasn't common. If the lack of being common that way is due to expense, cooking it be due to expense, Kamal Kodashani says, it still is common. Money, outside factors. But in the Be'etzim, the society would cook it if money would not make a difference. That's still nichel together of being a normal thing to go do. Another point. I'm sorry? No, she's comparing it to the case of Ruan cooked, and he can send you the pomegranates. I couldn't find a good example. He also couldn't find a good example that he compares it to. Another example they speak, what happens when you have apples in the store? You go to the store, there's 10 different types of apples, and there's something called cooking apples. So you buy cooking apples and you eat them raw. What broch do you make on cooking apples? It's called tapuche grand. Cooking apples, what broch do you make upon it? Mice, it's made to be cooked. So again, the Chodesh Shani speaks out, the best of cooking apples are just as well eaten raw as cooked. Just you can cook one, these are better to be cooked. That's even the same thing, and the best right is when you send sometimes a husband to go shopping for apples, he'll take any one, he doesn't know really the differences. The wife said, those are cooking apples. Like, yeah, it looks the same. They come, you go to the refrigerator, take out an apple to eat, you eat the cooking apples. She's like, that's for cooking. They look the same, Baker. They're a little bit different over here.
You make cooking apples that you can't eat them, right?
No, if you can, that's something else. But in general, he's running over here a situation where that's something they can be eaten, just they're made for cooking. That's the standard one in the store that's being sold that way. Now, if you tell them Metzias is different, Metzias is different. But the fact is, a different min, a zon over here, that's made for something specific, is not enough to make it not the definition of getter. Just we have so many around, this is better for cooking over here. Now, we're saying that the idea of Ruan cooked, Negeta, we have a Simon Reish Bey, Negeta, Paris Elon. We have a Simon Reish Hay, Negeta, Yerokis. What about Negeta, Mazinus? You take Chita and you chew it when it's raw. You take Dokken and you eat it when it's raw. You say over here the same concept goes to the case of Shackle over here. So, Be'etim, the Mishabur is this question in Reish Bey, in the Bialocho. And he points out the Aloch is by Kaisis Chita Chai, make a Brocha of Adoma. Why Adoma for? L'chore, it's not the derech. Most of us do not chew raw wheat. It's not the derech. So why making a case of Adoma? Should be a case of Shahakal over here. So the Mishmur says, you say that this concept of by us, by Paris, Elon, and Yorkis, is dafka by fruits and vegetables. His words are, but things in a mosin are for nourishment. It's choshev yoyser. And even though it's not the derech, still you make the bracha. Again, in that case, Adoma for a separate reason, not mazainis, but mosin will keep the bracha as is. Now he sends you to a chidah over there. Look up the chidah. It's calling a piskei rid in the sugyo. He has different tarets. He wants to tie in that zroyim seeds are different. I'm not clear why seeds are different, which also sounds like he wasn't too happy with that. But he has to say that this cloud by us in Beis and Reishai is dafka by fruits and vegetables and not negate the sugyo muslim. Come on, Gataz, and he says that we have said over here. There has to be better one way over the other to get the bracha. But let's say it's better. Except not for that reason, by the case of garlic, says Ramah. The loch is, since you're putting in the garlic for the basar, and not for the garlic itself, therefore the garlic has a getter of a shtan in the geruso, make a bracha shahakal and cook garlic. In fact, the Taz among Avram, the maisa comes better, just like by a geizim, that are not that well, but yet you put dvash inside, the masak and the geizim, you make a eitz, who also, the boss of Shemesakin, over here, the garlic, it should make case of Adam over here. Kasha Taz among Avram. Come along Avram, and he answered Pasha Chilik. The Egois, the Ikir is the Egois, the Taz is on the Egois. Masha Enkin over here, the Ikir is what? The meat. The Taz is on the meat. That's his Chilik. Come along Taz gives a different territory. He wants to make Chilik. This idea of why you're doing it for is it depends if it's a fruit or a vegetable. Negate the sugar of a vegetable, Shtan Legeruso. Even though the Besakin are the case of Basar, Mash Enkin is Sugyo of Paris by the case of fruit. Do we hold of this Chilik like the Taz or not? What's the Von of the Taz? So, first the Shayat Sin says we do not pass like the Taz. Al Rabbah says no, it's not Mukh that way, that's Aleph. Second, they point out the Taz has no reason. A lot of people came over to me and said, what's the Taz saying? There's no Svar for it. I said, very simple, if you go quick enough, fine, you will just have to move on. But Mash, there's no Svar over here. What is the idea over here? Boy, come on, Litzach, and says, I'm a forshi Gemara against you. The Gemara says, the case when you eat chito that's chai, loch id machlik si b'hudo versus chachomim, I think, or kind of b'hudo and somebody. And the Gemara says, b'hudo says, adomo. Just like the case like shemen, then when you squeeze it out, what comes out, shemen zayis, make case of eitz. So that's lach, the Gemara is clearly comparing her eitz, the case of adomo. We're comparing the two over here. So before she Gemara, before the Gemara is a teretz, say it's not a rayo. The Gemara is saying Shem and Zayis, the same sugya like Chita Chai, and therefore this is the eighth, is the case of Adomo. Comparing the sugya of eighth to Adomo, which Agav comes out that Slach is not like the Mishnah Berurah, the Bialocha. He says that Chito and Mizdainis is different. When it's Mosin, it's different. That's the Slach's Raya against the Taz over here. So Maisa, the Pais can come out, we do not go like the Taz because there's no Svar for it, they have rise against it. The Maisa, the Svar of the Mogav Rom is very simple. This is the Taz over here. Fine, those are B'kitzer, the basic klom negated to the sugya of Aleph. Now just go through the practical cases over here. First case, I'm discussing the case of onions. Now, there's a Taz, and this is very different, there's a Shai Tshuva, there's a Mishnah Berurah. So first, let's go Bizman the Taz. Taz points out the different types of onions. The onions that are hiskin, that are old. Old people are sharp and charif and fine. And then we have the young, dainty, sweet, nice over here. Fine, the question is, what broth do you make? So they get when they're hiskin, when they're older, the darkest to have it together with Pas. You have to have it together with something. You can have it by itself. And therefore, we have it by itself, Bracha Shakel. Mashenkin, with the young, these onions over here, the Rakin over here, therefore, you can't have them by themselves, and therefore, be case of Adomo. Fine. That's the Taz. Kamal Mishbua, the Shai Shuvah, they point down, Lachura, over time, things changed over here. And therefore, the Mishbua comes out, he throws out seven different cases in the Gate to onions. First, he says, a case over here, when they are Rakim. Number one, the case where they're young. But when they're raw, or number two, they're cooked, would not make a difference. Always the dark type with lechem. Therefore, all onions are a case of shakel. Number, by the case of Canaan, he has a case whether young, whether cooked, or whether raw. Either one, also dark type of pass. Therefore, the loch is, by themselves, be a case of shakel. So really, he has four cases, the old and young, raw and cooked, would not make a difference. However, it goes on further. Let's say you have onions that you fry them inside shemen. Or butter, he says. Or a case over here of Shemavaz. This situation, is it dare to go do it that way? And therefore, these onions you eat by themselves be a case of Adamo. He says also another case. Let's say you cook it for a long time. We'll put these little pieces inside and they shrink. And therefore, that's dare to eat it this way. Says the Mishbua be a case again of Adamo. But let's say he says a case, you take these onions, you cut them up into small pieces, you're putting them with a lot of Shemavaz, and you come and give taste in the Shemavaz. Then he says, yeah, there I'm over here. Then the same case of Shumavaz, the loch is the onions by itself be a case of shakel. So basically comes out, practically, really depends upon the derech over here. So this one will come out today. Maya said no one usually eats onions raw, that's not the derech. If you do eat it raw, it'll be a case of shakel. Some discuss fried onions. If you ask me personally, I don't think people eat fried onions by itself. Therefore, even though the Mishbura says a case of Adamo, it seems to be the derech that way. We have to find the definition of derech. We'll see, it's not that simple. But it seems to me that even fried onions, you don't eat them fried. You have them oil and salt. You like them, but you don't eat them by themselves. That's my mother now. Fine. So because there, some people maybe have fried onions over here, but I think even though the Mishmur says it, I don't think that's a derech bezman hazeh. Now, just to get to onions, go through different cases we can, I think, discuss. Definition of derech is that you have five options over here. One, to get to onion rings. Sorry? Okay. So we have a case over here of discuss onion wings, onions inside herring, onion soup, scallions, and the onion inside the soup itself. Just to try to make onions practical. First, they get to onion wings. Now, the different ways of making onion wings. Now, those who are the ikur is the onion, they tell me, when I was younger, it was doggies. They tell me doggies closed down 20 years ago. But my say, if the ikur is just onions, then there's the common gusram and taino, echlambi adoma. However, most onion rings have a flour coating around it. The ones that I saw in America, they're not the expensive ones. They have an onion. They have a flour coating around it that's there also for the just eating it and the taste. And therefore, they point out that onion rings in general are usually mezainis. Very really, an onion ring is a case of adomo, because it's very really just the onions per se. One case. A second case, that is because the onions inside the herring. Now, the ring down there, Belsky, he used to love going over to the onions and the herring and take out the onions and make hadama. Now I have the Mishnah Brua, I can make hadama upon it. The same as Shara Bracha says the same Yusayin over here, that you make hadama on the onions, because that is mamish, everyone eats onions, that's a derech, the normal thing in case of a kavush. Now you could ask a question over here, Lahura, the Rama says, and why are you putting in the garlic for the meat? Why are you putting in onions for the herring? So Agla has a great taste over here. Why are you making a bracha on the onions for? Of course, against the Ramo. The answer is very simple. If you make herring, they're putting in tons of onions. Chew is for the herring. But also, a lot of people like the onions. They're putting in a lot for the onions itself. So if you put in, I think, a lot of garlic, because you want also the garlic, we both over here. So people are putting in tons of onions for it. Why? To get a taste of the herring. And people like the onions. So Pasha, we have a kimt over here. We can pick up the onion and make a dom on the onions. Now, negate to onion soup, we'll have to get a sifbei. It's a big mavuch on onion soup. If you want to think out the Pesachei Halacha, says one way, of saying Bracha says the other way. We'll get to that, Bezer Hashem. Negate to scallions. I know what my parents will say soon. But Maisa, I see this farm, Pesachei Halacha, the same Bracha says, yeah, Derech to eat scallions by itself. I don't really understand that being so. I think most people only use it as a mixture over here, like case putting on top of bread or a salad. And therefore, the Zaysa Bracha says, it's a case of shakel, sal yerok. Tallyhawk, is it directly by itself? I don't think so, but it depends. I don't think it's directly by itself, and therefore, if you ask me, I think it's shackle. And I know my parents already, they'll disagree with me, but I think if you ask me, Tallyhawk, scallion is a case of shackle. Another case, they discuss the onion inside the soup. People in big onions, they take out, they just like eating the onions inside the soup. Is that Nichol get of Derech over here? The Swam seem to say no. Matan Osher says he doesn't understand. It's a Derech, people do it that way. I don't think it's Nichol get of Derech. In fact, there are people who have onions inside the soup, the big piece put in. I think it's not nichol get of derech. The father said, one case of mitzvah is a case of onions, and you have numerous cases because practically to get into onions. A second case, practically, is what about carrots? So it's interesting, you get to Sefei, if you got there. Over there, the Mechaba speaks out a case of a lefes. To eat chai is not the derech. Therefore, the case of shakal is cooked in case of adamo. What is a lefes? So I thought lefes was a turnip, but the Mishnah Brua and the Makavam says lefes is carrots. Marin, carrots. What? There's two things. Well, one thing, he says carrots. Right, correct. So, he sounds like carrots is not derech to eat when it's raw. Raw carrots to make it a shakel. L'maisa, he himself calls on, brings down Mokavam, with Mepakbek, brings down Nishmos Odom, it says, totally from Minik and Mokavam. L'maisa, all this from the same is Manazer, the Matisse is our carrots to eat raw and cooked. And therefore, our carrots, L'maisa, we do make a domo, even when the case that they are cooked over here. And raw, certainly in the case that's raw over here. The next practical case, what about cabbage? The Gemara's example of being a shahakal when it's ruah is a case of cabbage. Kamal Mechaber brings down the case of cabbage being ruah, cabbage that's ruah is a case of shahakal. Maisha, the Ulm here, was befakvik upon it. So Kamal the Kavachayim, he points out there are two different types of cabbages in the world. There's one that the Mechaber, the Gemara, is discussing is not directly to be eaten, cannot be eaten when it's ruah. And there's a sweet cabbage that the people get that they do eat. And therefore, the Swam again point out, once you have different types of cabbages, based upon Metzias, therefore, Bezmanazer, Kamal Madani Osher, Pesachei Chuvis, Shara Bracha, Vada, our cabbages, we do make our Doma even though it's raw. We go after the Klal, not this case that's brought down in the Mechaber.
Not
only that, it's for carrots. What he's asking, let's say a cabbage that's cooked by itself, like without halupshas that has it inside, it's tafel. Case, do you ever have cabbage served a dish of cooked cabbage?
Cabbage.
Just cooked cabbage. So once in a while, Maisa, wife does it, once a year, maybe once every second year. But is that a derech that people see it? When you see it, it's something, oh, I made something special. That's at least in my house. Something special I do once in a while. I don't. The fact that people point out something that's special is not nichol get of derech, and therefore the maestro comes on pesach tshuva and says vakert. Comes up as manazeh. Cabbage when it's cooked will be a case of shakel, and when it's through will be a case of adoma. Vakert when it's in shulchan aruch. Now again, I know people tell me their wives do it, but again, to say that that's the derech, it's very hard to understand the case of derech. What? How? I don't think that's the derech over here. Now get into cauliflower. To eat it raw, put the bugs question aside. Let's say there are no bugs. Bodek over here. Do you eat it when it's raw? Like so, no, that's kovish. That's also that's the derech. That's kovish. If you make it as kovish, that's normal. Bishul will not be normal. That you, even though it's called kovish kibavushul, it's not mavushul. So sauerkraut will be hadomo. Yeah. I mean, I think that is normal, and I think cooked cabbage is not the derech.
Even if it gets better,
it has to be whatever is normal. Now, when they get a cauliflower, something that's raw cauliflower. So, come on, the Yaakov Yosef and the Pesach Teshuva says, who eats raw cauliflower? No one does it that way. I don't know, maybe in Eretz Yisrael, it's not the Derech, but it's only in America, everyone eats raw cauliflower when there's no probably bugs over here.
No,
cauliflower, broccoli. Also, cauliflower, eat them. I'll just speak in a raya that it seems to be in depends what country you're in. Come on, the Sefer Laharis Nosom, Madani Oshis, they discuss celery. Who eats raw celery? Celery has to be the only case that's cooked, and therefore, Lela Seder, you can have it for Karpas, because only everyone eats celery, only the case that's cooked. Come on, the Sefer, the same bracha. Yes, mommy, I know. Come on, the Sefer, the same bracha, and Pesach Halacha. This is their example of things that are eaten raw cooked in celery. That's their example, they speak out. So obviously, it seems to me, it depends what country you're in. Again, this is going to differ in stream beans and zucchini. Somehow, the Israeli swarm say celery and cauliflower, they write, is a case that's only cooked. And then my mother on the phone says, what? Could we now have a great question. What to go do when you're in Eretz Yisrael and they have a different eating habit? Now we're back to the question you discussed four different options beforehand, which now lead to a problem. What to go do? That means even though you might think it's posh that way, if their society says celery is not the way and cauliflower is not the way, you get a big problem with bracha to make in this country. Now, maybe it's Israelis, maybe it's not true what they're saying. That's another question over here. Case the ghetto lettuce. Come on, we should ruin the examples of Gondalid. The lettuce is eaten only with shemen v'chaymetz. Only pickle it over here. Now, the Marmokim is prima godim, the Elirabo, and records the Emeka bracha, and he points out no one eats raw lettuce. Come on, this farm, they point out, again, that's not a matzias b'zmanazeh. If a character, if you cook the lettuce or you pickle the lettuce, yeshlon, if you would eat it that way. And therefore, even though the Mishmur says it one way, we're going to go after the matzias we have as b'zmanazeh. Obviously, the different lettuces on the market over here. And therefore, when it's through, we'll make a domo when it's cooked, or pickle, and we'll make a case of shakel. Now, the get to kalarabi, raw kalarabi, just I'm personally get to it because someone convinced my wife that has to be my diet. And now I get all these kalarabis over here. The maestro comes with a vase and he says, Allah over here is a case of a domo. Now, negate to garlic per se. The Gemara says garlic is better when it's raw than the case that's cooked over here. The way the Taz comes out, he points out the different garlics. There's, again, the young ones, that's sweet, and there's the old ones, the case that's sharp over here. And then he wants to negate to old ones, whether it's raw or cooked, be a case of shakel. Negate to the young ones, that will be the chilk, whether it's raw or cooked. In the case of raw, be a case of shakel over here, or a case of a dumb over here. And the Maestro's phone point out, Bizmanazeh, we're not machalic. Whether they're old or young, and therefore whether they're cooked or whether they're raw, the locha is, we'll make always a case of adama, because it's shakel, because the derech is always to eat it with something else. Except, the question over here is, what about, except for things that get to garlic that are fried. Now people tell me Friday night, they take the whole cloves, they put it in the oven, take it out, and they serve fried garlic. The steamers of swarm are not mechalic, but gam. If you ask me, it seemed to be, especially, it's a fact that numerous people seem to have on the Shabbos meal Friday night. That is a derech. Now, you could tell me that not much of nafkamina Friday night yet during the sudo, but even not during the sudo, I'm not clear why this rum did not say that fried garlic should not be a case of adama. I think it is. It should be adama. Agamnon says it. Some being this rum don't say that. But if you ask me, and the faces I'm getting over here, sounds like it seems to be the derech over here, and you should make a case of adama over here. One last case, practically. And my father agrees. One last case over here is neged to peanuts. Peanuts, when you buy in the store, are usually are roasted. But you can also have them that are raw. There's not much of a difference over here. So the question is, if you had raw peanuts and not roasted, do you make hadama or shakel? Because it's better when it's roasted. It's the derech to be roasted. And not usually the derech to have a case that's raw. Come to look at Ashani. He says, It's a little bit better, but that's the same thing. Raw peanuts, roasted peanuts, it's the same category. Makes it a little bit better. You sell it more that way. That's not enough to change it. To say you grew up, it's not a normal thing to go do. Atzal HaSheni, same bracha, Isim Shalom HaZalman, says at the end of the day, they're different. And therefore, on raw peanuts, if you have, you have a case of shakal over here. Fine. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis is a sugya of Meisilka, Meishlokas. We saw Bekitza and Simon Reish Beis. Now we're trying to go Barichas, Negeret to Zalocha, of what the bracha and Negeret to soups are. We see over here that the Reish Beis discussed two main shitas, the Rashba and the Rosh. We see over here already in the Dakamoisho and the Magavram, there are other shitas and different ideas to grapple with. First, we have a sugya on Daf Lamaches, we want to discuss this when you have the Tvash coming out of the Tamarim. We make a Shahakal, Y, Zeya, Ba'almo. We bring down the Braiso, you have Tvash Tamarim, or you have Yain coming out of Tepuchim, or other May Paris. We have a Shal Negeret to eat it for Shegeg, what the Lach is Negeret to Karen V'chemish, the Loza and the Beshua. We pass like Beshua, that's Potter. Therefore, any Mashka that comes after the case of Tepuchim Tamarim is a case of Shahakal. Atzal HaSheni, the Gemara Daf Lamaches, a blot later, discusses Rapoper, Maim de Silka Kisilka, the Silka's Adama, the Maim is Adama, Maim de Lifta Kilifta, the water of these carrots or this over here, these turnips, are going to be Adama, Maim de Kula de Shulke Kishulke. So we have one case on Daf Lamaches that says the liquid coming out of Paris, the Zeb Alma is Shakal. We have Gemara Daf Lamaches, the water coming out of beets, just like the beets is Adama, the water is Adama. In the Chor, we have Steer's Gemara. Taisha says, Yesh Lachalik. Now the question is, what's the chilik over here? So among the Rishonim, there seem to be six mahalchim. One is, the two of them we know, very simple. One, we have the Rosh Hashito. He wants to mechalk whether a case over here is bishul, whether it was cooked, or so-covered kumahoshul, or the case that was squeezed out. He wants to tie in with something that's cooked over here. It gets out the essence, the tam. We have a lot of tam over here. Vegetable soup that's cooked has a lot of tam. Masha Enken, you squeeze out the Tepuchim, squeeze out the Tamarim, it's not as strong the Tam. For that reason, I'll come out to get it only a Zeb Alma Shakal. That means to get it to be the Brocha of Ke'ika Dover has to be cooked. One sheet of the Rosh, the second sheet of the Rashba. He says, it has to be, what is the Derech of what to go do with it? If the Derech is to go take out the juice over here, like the Meis Silka, then Adas Kenu is planted for that reason, then the water has to get it like the Iker. Mashaik is not a daskein, the tomorrow made to be eaten, and you choose to squeeze it out, as you get a Zeyab Alma. That's the Rosh, that's the Rajbo. By now, everyone should know that. It's very simple. Third Shito, Kamalu Ra'ah, Adaf Lamates, and he wants the Mechalak whether Derech has to be something that's eaten together. By May Silka, you eat, you have the liquid, and you have the vegetables there. You have a whole entire soup. But if you only had one without the other, you only have the liquid. That's the case of Zeyb Alma, you make a case of Shakal. That's the Rosh Teretz. The Ritva brings down this Malach. The Meiri goes this way. The Chilk is a Derech to be eaten together. Therefore, according to the Raw, even if you ate the Shlokas and you're only left with the liquid by itself, you make a Hadom over here. But it has to be something that's a Derech to be eaten together. A fourth Shito, there's a Rabbeinu Yonah that's brought down by the Torah by us. And he wants to tie it up by Tamarim. When you take out the liquid over here, the Dvash, it's the Shtanli Gerusa. It goes to make it worse. Masha Enke in the Geti Rokas, it goes, makes it better over here. It's better than what comes out the liquid. A fifth Malach to answer this question, that Kamosha brings down the Mordechai. He wants a Taino that only common discussing may still be Kasilka. When people take bread and dip it in and they eat it with the bread, he sends it to the Sugyon Shabbos and Dafkuf Memdalid. That we have a loch over there when you have a Mashka, a Bola Oichel Ka Oichel Dami. That means you have Mashka that's made to be eaten with Oichel. Has the get of oichel. Therefore, may silka kis silka. Why? Because you take bread and dip it in. So the silka be'etz and may silka has the get of an oichel. Mashenki is something that you drink. You don't dip your bread inside of it. That'll be a locha of only shakel. It has to be something you dip your bread inside. The Magavam, when he brings down this Mordechai, he says not only this is the Mordechai, he brings down this Akudah Shito. He wants to say this Taisa Shito, Dav Lamaches. And then there's a sixth Malach to answer this question, the Raivet Shito. He wants to tie in the Gemara Dav Lamaches discussing when it flows out by itself. Mashengi Gemara Daf Lamaches is a case over here. We did Bishul, we did Chatisha, we didn't act to it over here. Those are six Malachim among the Rishonim. Do we paskin like all six? Do we paskin like five, four, three? Which ones are we Chayshish for? So let's go Loch Lamaisa now. Once we have these six Malachim over here, first, the Gate of the Rosh comes out, it has to be a case of Bishul. or kavush kumavoshal. Allah lamaisa mechaber reisha yisif gimel brings this down over here. A case of schito will not be a case over here of adoma, will come out to be a case of shakel. So he's certainly passing the rosh, very clear. The rashbo would be passing like him. So the mechaber reish beis sefiud was sussum like the rashbo that brought down the each in the rosh. They point out the mechaber also passing like the rashbo. Has to be a case that's a derech to go be done that way. It's not a derech, not make a bracha. Mishmur and Reish Beis points out to Machlokes Rosh and Rashbo. No choshes is number one for the Rosh, number two for the Rashbo. The Mechaba is choshes for both of them. Very simple. Number three, the yisoid of the Ra'ah, that it has to be the derech to be eaten together, the liquid and the solid. The Sharetin Reish Beis brings it down to Sukkot and Samachov, and he says to Loikas, she just call up Iskim. We do not pass like this Ra'ah. Come along the Bnei Svar, the Kavacharim, the Oral of Tzion. The Maisi come along and say we do pass him like this Ra'ah. We do pass this concept, and why they point out we have a shayim. It's not the words of the Bialoch Sharetin. He's a das yochid. Says v'zayis abrocho. Maybe the mishabua would have known that there are other rishonim this way. There's a ritz this way. There's a meiri this way. There's a third rishon this way. Maybe even the mishabua would agree to be choshev of the shito. And therefore, you see the v'zayis abrocho sometimes sounds like be choshev of the rosh shito. That it has to be something definitely eaten together. Person will not eat them together. Only have the broth. Be a case of shakel over here. The fourth Rishon, Rabbeinu Yoino, his Yisrael over here has to be Ishtanel Iluya and not Ishtanel Geruso. The Maisa, come along the Torah, brings it down. It sounds like he's saying this is the Yisrael of the Rosh Hashit over here. And therefore, the Vosh Magavon, when they bring down the Rabbeinu Yoino, the Avon behind the Rosh is Ishtanel Iluya versus Ishtanel Geruso. That means this Avon you're taking on the Rabbeinu Yoino also. The Yisrael of the Mordechai, that would be something that you dip your bread into. The Poskim don't bring it down except as a Chumrah. Come along, Mishnah Magavon. And they want to tie in that something that the derech is only to drink, as the only other liquid. But let's say, says the Mishnah Berurah, the derech is to take your bread and put it inside a mashka, but eichel go eichel domi, and now you have to make the bracha like the ikar dov over here. The Mishnah Berurah took on the Mordechai l'chumro. He brings it down l'locha, says the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham. He comes along and says, chayodom, not mishnah, what?
Isn't to make a dom or a kunah?
Make a, no, he's saying the best should be a shahakal. And now, since the derech dip it in, agam, you're not dipping it in, whatever, you're not using the ikar tafel, you make a dom over here. As a get of an oichel over here. He says, any pickle juice, if the derech would dip it inside, the pickle juice would have a lach of a dom. The sixth sheet of the rivet, Maisha, if you look at the chaznish, discussing the sugya of the get to orange juice, he brings on the rivet sheet, he wants to mitzarf it in the get to orange juice, why to make a sugya of eats a dom? The Maisa Poskim not to bring it down this chiluk, whether it's a case of only flowing by itself or the case of cooking over here. So come along, we have Iker six Rishonim, and five of them, the Maisa, are brought down among the Svarim, Lalocha. Now, we spoke out already that the Rosh and the Rashba, do they disagree with each other or not? The Sharetzin speaks out in the Reish Beis, they do disagree. Nalak Chajah said they don't disagree, but the Maisa will choish for both of them, says the Mishabur, not much of an Afkamino. The question really is now in the Rashba Shito that says Alocha is Derech. What defines the definition of the Rashba? Very important concept. Is it wave? You have to be wave of this is made for this. Al das kenu is naito. Well, the definition is derech over here. So the best thing is take out the Rashba, brach staf lamiches, look him up. It's very simple. One line says wave, one line says derech over here. So my question is, what's the story of the Rashba? So we have to go back again to the Mishnah Berurah and Reish Beis if you're in the Bialocha. Very important Bialocha over there. Is a very couple of Yisraelis. One Yisraeli really is asking the question, what is the definition according to the Rashba? He has a problem, again, we mentioned before, that in the gate to apples, when they're raw and cooked, either way it says, yet the liquid that's coming out, he says a case of apple juice, is a case of shakel. How does that work out? Is it the derech or not the derech? He says in the gate to raw and cooked has to be something that people do normal. Masha Enki, in the gate to liquid that's coming out, is the first malach has to be oimimakach. Something that people are aiming to make it into apple juice. Since apples are not aiming lakach for apple juice, apples are made to be eaten also. If not aiming lakach, it's not waved that way, it's not aiming lakach, it will not be a case of who eats the liquid that's coming out. Mishmur goes on further and says the secondary to this brackets. It says, Mamash Rakert. He says the definition over here in the Ger to the Rashba, he has answered a different way. If it's something that's eaten only lakhayim, was the dark be eaten both ways, or come out, that even the liquid that's coming out be halacha over here of ha'etz. So we have two. We have Mishnah Berurah has two terutzim, and really they argue this question in the Rashba: is it the derech or is it roiv? in the Ikir Mishu B'Alocha, it says the Ikir is Oyim Elikach Voyiv. Yeah, in the brackets, it sounds like saying the Ikir Pshan Rashba. There's a case over here of Derech. Locha Maisi come on this farm. But Moshe says to go after what is normal. However, they bring down the Sharnberg of Weber and Zoysa Brach says Machlaikis. What do you do by a case of Machlaikis? Sub Brach is local. And therefore, we'll be choshed both ways in the Rashba. In the case of Shakel, so it comes out once we take on the Rashba, how far to take on the Rashba, it has to be a case that is Oymel Lekach, says the Zoysa Brach. There, for example, carrot juice. Is that what most are made for? Is Oymel Lekach to make carrot juice? Is it Oymel Lekach? No.
Cooked carrot juice.
Have carrot juice, right? They go to the stores over here, they give you carrot juice. Is it Oymel Lekach? Is it right this way? People have cooked carrots. People have raw carrots. There's cooked, there's raw, and there's carrot juice. Three different things over here. Is it Oymel Lekach?
It's
Sochel anyway. What? No, I'm asking Al-Siraj will come out. That it won't make it. If you go close with this, it'll come out even called the Rashba be a case of shakel. I mean, the nafkamino. You have to take on the Rashba, realize what he's saying over here. Aloch lemaisi, we have two malchim in the bialocha. If you take the bialocha, lechub rosh shaboy, will come out. That's be oymel lekach in the Rashba shito. So, finally, so we went through one chelik over here in the klalim. I'm trying to get it clear over here. One chelik in the klalim, they get to, we have a question, what's chelik between Yerokas versus Paris, the Gemara daflam ches versus the Gemara daflam tes? We should come out right now. We have Lechura 5 Klolim right now. We have number 1, the Rosh Shito has to be something that's Bevoshel. Number 2, we have the Rashba has to be a case over here that is a Derech or Roiv. We have number 3, that those who bring down the Rabbeinu Yoino has to be something that's Derech, we eat it together. Those who want to disagree, Shared Tzion. Number 4, has to be Yishtan Leluye, that's the Torah for the Rabbeinu Yoino, that's the Soid of the Rosh. And number 5, we do bring down the Molochai Lechumra, that's something that you dip your bread into, it will taint the taste over here, and it'll be a case of Adam of the liquid. Step further, a second sugya to make more klalim. We have a case more babasadav tzadok vav that says some sheicha tmarim, sheicha sa'irim. What's the halacha? Shakel niyeh bedvari. You have beer made from tmarim or from wheat. You make a shakel. Brought down the ready reshdalit tour mechaber. We saw that beer would make a case of shakel. Is beer a case that's cooked? Yes. Is it the derech? Pashas yes. So if that's so, why don't we make a case of Adama, or Eitz, Mazainis? Why make Eitz a shackle over here? Why? As no effect to Rishonim. So the Rosh is his question upon himself in Shuvah. The Rosh says, I'm coming along saying the case of Bishul. In fact, the Rosh, Lamaisa, so what's a lacha by beer? So he comes along with it, Nochi Yisayin. He said the Yisayin over here, when I cook something, has to be I cook it and I also want it for the vegetables. If I don't want it for the vegetables, I cook the wheat, I cook the tomorrow, and I throw it out, and left just the beer, then the loch is, that liquid is meisilka kesilka, but it has to be the silka I want. I don't want the silka. The liquid is the liquid stands by itself, has no chshivas of the guva dover, and the loch is shakel. It has to be that I want the vegetables. If I don't want them, the loch is shakel. That's his teretz. A second teretz, the Mordechai says, I'm vegan l'shitosai. He answers, because I take my bread, dip it in. Then this case of Adama. Beer, no one's dipping the bread inside. Therefore, he said, I answer Mordechai l'shitosai. A case over here, of shakel over here, because no one dips the bread inside. A third malach, come along the Bach, that's brought down the Taz and Mogavram and Reish Dalet, that the idea by the juices that are coming out, you could taste, I taste the tamarim. I taste the silka. I taste the apples. I taste these things over here. By beer, no one says, oh, I taste the wheat. No one says that, yeah, I taste it tomorrow. It's a whole tamach, it's a whole different tam over here. It says in Taz and Magaram, I can't say that this is that. It's not tam ki ikir, but it has to have the tam of the ikir. It's a whole new entity over here. Beer is a new concept over here. Therefore, will not have the bracha of the ikir dover. A fourth malach, Maram, he comes along once a taina, it really depends. That when you have this liquid over here, it has to be something that is thickness to it, has some sewer to it. Something that's very liquidy over here, that's a drink. Something liquid, that's a drink over here. And beer is thin, it not has no thickness to it, and therefore he wants answer. Beer has no thickness. Case of shakel. A fifth teretz says, come along the oilus tumen. He wants a taino that is we put in 1/6 bottle of shishim ready. Case of a mashka over here. So come on, the lesser dummy. Negeto mashka to have the get over here as bottle. So we said over here. 5 tzurutzim. Do we pass at least 5? Let's take it even a step further first, before we get to passing these five. It's very good, you told me very good, it's not me, Kisilka. I have another question. We have a sugya of Iker and Tafel. So we have Iker of the Sheikher, Tamarim, is we have Tamarim. The liquid is the Tafel. We have the Sheikher of the Sarim, that's the Iker, and then we have the Tafel of the water. So let's make a bracha, a eitz, or mezainis, we tell the sugya of Iker and Tafel. Another question. Now, in that, speaks out the Rishonim, let's say one tell me it's a Tafel. But Sa'irim, Kol Sheyeshboy. Rishonim is with two aspects over here. Number one, as Ikiv a Tafel. And number two, in the Klal Ikiv a Tafel, we have Sa'irim over here. Kol Sheyeshboy. That's because Tosis Kasha of Naflam Ches. And he has three ways of answering this question. Again, we have a Kasha, how is beer different that we're making a shackle over here? That means he's asking a different question, different Nakuda. Come along, Tosis, and he has three more two words we have discussed, so we're passing like it. That means come along first, Tosis, and it brings down that the idea of making Iker and Tafel, and don't say the cloud called Sheishboy, is called the Sheikher over here. The weed that's coming inside is a Tamba Alma. It's not the Guva Dover. That's his first teretz. The second teretz of Tosis, and both of them are brought, and all these two words are brought down by the Rosh. The second teretz of Tosis is since the Sheikher is Shtaniluya to the case of a pass over here, be better with pass, if it won't have the mile over here. And the third teretz of Tosis, a very important teretz, Shtia, all Shtias you make shakal. So drink, don't get involved with this clone over here, drink so shakal. That means you have to realize we have now eight Yisaidis among the Rishonim to answer what is the chilek between the case over here of beer versus the case of Mesh Lakas. Now we have these eight among the Rishonim, we pass like a light. Let's go through each one now. First, come on, the Rosh wants some chalk yisoid over here. The wise beer different because you're throwing out the rockets. I'm throwing out the sheikha. I don't want the vegetables over here. Do you pass it this way? So the Mishnah Berurah clearly brings down this way. Mishnah Berurah and the Paiskim say the situation of apple juice says in the Mishnah Berurah according to the Rosh, the Maisa, even if you cook it that way, why in the world are making your eights? You know why? When you make apple juice, you take it, the kovadami, throw it out. They point out in Reish Beis the Mishnah Berurah brought down for the Gedolei Achronim by prune juice. What broccoli you make on prune juice? One time that's a derech, you cook it over here. It's a case of an eitz. Look at all brachas books, they say prune juice is shakal over here. The reason they point out, today when you make prune juice, they cook it, and all the leftover of the prunes, they throw it in the garbage or give it to animal food. That means in those days, people actually ate the leftover, they cooked it, now you've cooked over your prunes, and people ate them. Ate them, you have the rosh. Because manazeh, we don't have the rosh. Therefore, all our prune juice, according to the rosh, that we take the prunes and we throw them out or give them to animal, therefore the loch is shakal, not the case of hates. That means, Maisa, we are choshish for this Rosh's mahalach. A second, we said that Mordechai wants an answer, the chilk whether you dip your bread into it or not. That we said already, Mishpur did not pass this way, only lechumra. He comes along and says, even though you have mashka and you put your bread inside of it, you take it out, the liquid you drink by itself, and it's get of an oichel, in the case of a dom over here. Mitzad the terrace of the Bach, that you have to have the tam over here of the pre itself. I don't see the Mishbura bringing it down. Maisa, we see the Taz of Rum, do bring it down by beer. The answer has to have the tam of the pre itself. The Sayyid of the Maram, there has to be something that's not so over here, it has some thickness to it. So again, I don't see it clearly in the Mishbura, but again, the Mag of Rum and the Taz and the Beis Yosef do bring it down. Shartian mentions the Maram Derech Agav at another point. They bring down the Sayyid over here, that has some thickness to it. The side of the oil is tamid, that is once a bottle of six chalokim, which is a bittel over here, that mug of Ram quotes that down. We don't pass like this. So this one we don't pass like. Okay. The side, how do we answer the question of beer mitzad ikir and tafel? So do we come on with the third teretz as we dock in a case of shtiyo to make a bracha v'adamo? So we go back to the sugya of Mea Nigrin. Mea Nigrin, the halacha over there was, when you have it together with Shemen Zayas, loch is when the case is not for a four, you make a bracha on the Mea Nigrin. What bracha do you make on the Mea Nigrin? Mea Nigrin is beet juice. Says Ramor, you make a bracha of shahakal. Frech the Mugav Rom, Be'etiv. The Gemara says, you make hadomo. Very nice to you, Ramor, but the Gemara says, not like you. Come on, the Mishbura, and it brings down the terrace from the Goyin. Very important, you saw it. Shtia. Taisvist, Aflamachas. Now again, Numus Achon grapple. Why are you passing like Tosfos for? And what's the one of Tosfos? And who discusses Iker Tafel? You're discussing a sugya of Mei Shlokas. Well, Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah, does bring it down. And the Graz brings it down. And Moshe says that Amoin Am, the Minik, is this way. Like this Tosfos, like the Mishnah Berurah, that anything that's Lashtiyah has a get of Shakal. So we have a bunch of kolam now, based upon the question, what the chilum between beer is versus the case of shlokos. Take a step further. Went through numerous rishonim. We did not discuss the Rambam shita yet. What does the Rambam hold? What's he say over here? What's his getter? What's his kolam? So if you read the Rambam slowly, the Rambam says really three nekudas over here to make it a case of meshlokos kushlokos. Number one, he says it has to be a case of derech to take the shlokos and to cook it over here. Number two, he has to say it's a derech to drink the water. And number three, you have to do it also for the water. He writes, Mamash one alocha, 3 points. Do we take on all 3 points? So again, number one, the deer has to be derech to be for the yuakas, derech to cook it. That's the Rashba. That means the Rambam agrees to the Rashba, it has to be the case of derech. That we do take on, very simple. The second you said over here, has to be something that's derech to drink the water over here. Come along, Mishabur, and the skull says, you have this levivot, these pneglach, fireful lakshin, and you have the water that you want to drink the water by itself. It brings down the Magarvam that says, according to the Rambam, it's not the derech. Shakel, what time the Rosh argues? Mishabur says, let's be choshish for the Rambam Shito, make a bracha on something else. That means, where's the game this is cited from? That on something that's not the derech, we make a bracha of Shakel, is coming from this Rambam over here. Number three, come along the Mishnah, also the Rambam. There has to be a case you want for the juice. Meaning, says the Mishnah, by case of pickle juice. Taz, they come along, you have pickle juice. People want to make pickles over here. Don't drink the pickle juice. You want it, you do it, the derech. You do active kovash over here. But you're doing it for the pickles, not for the juice. Come along the Mishnah, and the Taz, and the Pais, come on, for this Rambam, that has to be also be done for the juice. That means this Rambam has three nekudas over here. The Paiskim HaChosh for all three nekudas. Has to be the derech to be shlokos like the Rashba. Has to be derech for the water like the Vivot. Has to be a case over here of that you want also for the liquid. Step further now. The Mechaber says you have a case over here of vegetables. You make hadama. But let's say it has inside of it this vegetable soup with meat inside. Then the meat will be the ikker. Now, the kash over here is, what does that mean? Or, as the Achronim is asking for the case of Eglis, who's come to enhance who over here? The Tanasuga of Iker and Tafel, the wood is the Iker, it's Roiv over here, the Tafel is the Basar, the Tafel is the Yerakas over here. So, come on the Taz with the Yusayid. He wants a Taina, in the gear to water, water has no Chshivas. Water has no Chshivas when you cook it together with the meat, with vegetables. It can give the water a shame of what it is. Now the water is vegetables. The vegetable water. Now with meat, it's meat water. Chicken soup. But it can change the water. The other one says, ties a step further. Let's say you take vegetables and cook it with water in vegetable soup. Vegetable soup. Now you take meat and you cook it with the vegetables soup. Now the meat cannot affect the vegetable soup because the water has a chshivas. It already is called something. The meat cannot change vegetable soup. It can change vegetables. It can change water. But it can't change vegetable soup. Mishmur brings it down, and what is moist in the Shire Tzion, a nochesvar to it from the Eli Rabbo, that he wants to taino, yeah, vegetable soup. It's very choshev adomo. I'm going to put in meat to make it even more choshev and go down the bracha. I'm putting meat, oh, very choshev now. Oh, now go down. Come on, pasnished. Then he says, whether you go the svar, the Taz, or the Eli Rabbo, ech shia, when you put meat in second, the luck is it will not change the vegetable soup in case of Adamo. Very important story. The Moshe goes through it, and the day he says, we paskin like this Taz, this Mishabua, but Eli Rabba, Allah Lamai said like this concept.
Where is
the Mishabua? Mishabua and Sivkot, Yud Beis, and the Shaitin Yud Tes, and Chav. Noch HaKlal, we're saying you said over here in the Rishaynim, Betzem, the Rosh, that we have to have the Tam over here. When you cook something, Bishul, you get the tam. When you do something schita, you don't get the tam. So come on, numerous achrayim discuss the newest soups, that when you make them, let's say you make potato soup, does the water really have the taste of potatoes? You make squash soup, does it really have the taste of the squash? It's a shvacha tam over here. So come from the Mishabu and Reish Beis of Gon and Gimel, upon the side of the Rashba, side of the Rosh, come on, Shlomo Zalman, and El Yashiv, and the Skirelitz, has to be a powerful soup, a strong tasting soup. You have a shvacha, you have, again, I agree, take potatoes, cook it in the water. You can drink the water, but that's a powerful soup. That's real tam? That's tam, shvacha tam. The Kamek Mishibun Reish Bey is Nun Gimel Tam Kolosh versus Tam Apri. And again, that's the Yisod of the Rosh. Another point over here. Let's say you cook this vegetable over here, and the vegetable, due to the sigil of cooking it, the bruch went down. Let's put Sif Aleph together with Sif Beis now. The bruch went down. What's the lachan to get to the liquid over here? So you have to discuss side of the Rashba and side of the Rosh. According to the Rashba, it's not the deck to be cooked this way. Says the Mishmurah, comes from Dole Achronim, that if the vegetable went down, the liquid went down. But says the Mishmurah, even further than this, the Rosh, even according to the Rosh, that we don't go after the Derech. But the Avon over here is Mesilka Kisilka. If the salad changes brachas to being a shakel, the water can never have a better bracha than the Guva Dover. To be Alach and Reish Beis, if you are again Nochaklal, and the end, he says a very important new side over here. The liquid can never be better than the Ikka Dover. The Ikka Dover, it can be shakel for its reason. Whether Rosh or the Rashba, then the liquid will be also a case of shakel. Therefore, he discussing over there apple cider, Mishabura. Says according to Rosh, according to Rashba, it might not be the Derech. According to the Rosh, the apple cider went down in bracha, it's not the Derech. Therefore, here also the liquid would be a case of shakel. Take this concept a step further. We know already in Siman Reish Beis, in Siv Zayin, you have vegetables that are not nikud tzirosoi. We had over there Mechaber, we have the Amor, Mechitshul Tshubat Hadeshen, Toiv Lachish to make case of shakel. You have this soup over here, and you have these carrots, and you puree it. You zhuzh it, whatever loss you want to say. Zhuzh, puree. You make the pieces that the bracha now is shackled. You make a soup, and the carrots fall apart. It's because the kidney falls apart. It falls apart over here. So now, mitzad, it's not nikud tzirosoi. For the Ashkenaz, what's the bracha under? You have all these things inside the soup, all these pieces. We can't tell what it is. Not nikud tzirosoi. The loch is, the vegetables are to be shackled. Therefore, coming from Tila David, he says over this case, and says, therefore, B'Shalom Azalma, B'Yashim, Lem Chaim, and all the Svarim, it can be better than the thing itself. You have soup where everything fell apart, and it's not a dom anymore. The liquid won't be better than that, it'll be a case of shakel. Building upon this, that's taking even a worse case. Today, you made a carrot. Carrot soup, very nice. Powerful carrot soup, let's say. Now, the next day, you want for your kids, you take out the carrots, they're soft over here, and you have a 6-month-old baby. And you want to puree it and give them Gerbers. Right? You want to feed it to them. So now the carrots turn into a case of shakel. So now what's your soup? Your soup is mei gezer ki gezer. The gezer now is shakel. So now the liquid is a case of shakel. So yesterday the soup you made on a domo, today you make a case of shakel because it can't be better than guva dover. Well, no, do you argue the point and say, no, what is chal, chalois, or come the ikka dover? So like, avadia, the aloch the ikka dover. So the Issa question, Rav Osner and Rebbeis Halevi, Maisi says, what's the kfal, the brocha? Has a look over here, a case of Adomo, Rav Nevin Sal Adomo, Atzal Hasheni, a Perkut says over, Schlesinger, he wrote, Maisa, make gezer ki gezer. If it lost the brocha over here, the halacha of the soup over here is a case of shakel. Shar brocha, Issa question, Chaim Kanievsky, he was Mesopek, he said, make a brocha something else. So people here might know, Chaim wasn't clear about it. He wanted to clear how far to take the concept that when it lost the bracha later on, may gezer ki gezer. Fine, we said over numerous kolam, let's just get a sukkum of the 15 kolam we said. You wonder why soup is confusing. We said 15 points, la locha l'chura. Number one, we spoke out, the Rosh Hashito has to be something that's proportional. Number two, we spoke out, the Rosh Hashito has to be something that's derech or roiv. Again, we have machlokes what the definition is. Number three, he spoke out the ra'oshita has to be something eaten together, salts and liquids. Which Shartzit said we don't paskin, the Sfarim do paskin like. Number four, we said to Ben Yoino, the Torah brings down the Shtani Iluye, the side of the Rosh over here. Number five, the Rosh in the Chulei Kamlung, it says, has to be done for the vegetables over here. That's why beer is different. Number six, they bring down the Bach, has to be a case of the Margish and Tam of the Pri over here. That's why beer is different. Number seven, the bring down Maram has to be something that's not solid, has to be, have some thickness to it. Number eight, we have traces you said over here, has to be something that's not in the shtiyah. That's why made nikud is a case that's different. Number nine, we have something that's the derech for the water. Otherwise, levivot, we will not make a brocha just on the water over here. That's the Rambam Shito. Number 10, we have the side of the Mordechai, that's something that you dip your bread inside for the tablet. Mishmur means down to be chush for that as a get of a case of Eichel. Number 11 is something that is made for the water itself to drink. That's why pickle juice is different. Number 12, we have the Tazia side over here that only by water will change because there's no chivas to it. All things will not change already. Number 13, the pus coming down has to be nicked very well in the soup. If it's very shrak, squash soup will not be this way. Number 14 over here, we have the side of the Bialacha, Reish Bey's Sefiud at the end, that the liquid can never be better than the salad. Number 15, and what happens, you must rustic it later on, Rashal among the Svarim. Very simple, those are the 15 Klolim, Svarim ring down. Now, to go through just some of the cases, I know it's getting late over here, there are a bunch of cases floating around, there's our Sugil, and plus you'll still have to get back to Sugil of Iker and Tofel. I mean, a lot of cases are thrown in over here, which is not really our Sugil, Sugil of Reish Bey's. Now, there's groups over here. There's vegetable soup, then there's meat soup, and then there's mezonos soup. There are three different types of soups floating around over here. So first, the negeta vegetable soup. That be'etzem, if you had it with the vegetables, that l'chora is Gemara's case. May silkus kasilka, may shlokus kishlokus. You have vegetable soup with vegetables, a lot is the case of adoma. That should not be a question over here. The question is, let's say you have only the broth, only the marak, only the liquid over here. What's the bracha in that case? Depends what shiti b'chayshish for. That means, let's say you have clear liquid of vegetable soup. So come on, v'zayis ha-bracha, you want a taino. Well, we have 2 points over here. According to the Bnei Asfard, the chayshish of the Rosh Shita, the not direct to be eaten together, the lacha is, you would not make a bracha upon only shakal. According to the Bnei Ashkenaz, you have to get involved with, is this vegetable soup a powerful taste over here? If not powerful taste, the mice will not make a bracha upon it. A third point, if not too much vegetables inside the soup, also, maybe it doesn't have any chshivas over here. Go through specific soups over here. First, case of onion soup. What bracha do you make upon that? So, again, I think I discussed with numerous people in the Chaburo, and anything they told me, I gave them the other book that said Fakart against them. So, on the mice, we have very clear machloikis, pinschei halacha, or forest, versus the same bracha, or banner. Again, also, the Zaisa Bracha versus Shire Bracha, you can just pick any safety they want. There are two sides over here. It sounds like, what is the side of the Machlokes over here? It sounds like the side of the Machlokes is onions they put inside a soup. Does the onions go down in the Bracha before we get to the soup? What's the luck of those onions, onion soup? Are you understanding the side of here that onions are Oymel Kach be cooked over here to make a soup? Is it Oymel Kach? Is it Derech? Is it Roiv? Is it normal over here? It's not the onions. What broch do you make on onions per se?
So you grow onions, eat.
Is that the derech? Before it says it's not the derech. Onions are made for numerous things. But tell me, that's the derech? Not the derech. You can say, it's not strange. It is the derech. There seems to be the argument that you said, what's the broch of the onion? Once you know the broch of the onion, now what's the broch of the soup? If the onion went down to being shakal, the soup is what? Shakal. If the onion is a case of being a domo, the soup should be a case of a domo. That means the argument is not really our sugya. Our argument is really what's the bracha of the onion, which really sif aleph. Diva affects our sugya and sif beis over here. Again, what to go do? Mamish is from Israel and America, both argue. Kashu. They get to carrot soup specifically. Shlomo Zalman and Yasha say there's no strong taste there. Therefore, you have Bayav the Rosh, you make a shakal. They get to celery soup. Shlomo Zalman says it's not a strong taste over there. Make a shakal. Negeta squash soup, squash zucchini. Tzim shalom zalman liyashiv. You make case of shahakel. Negeta potato soup. Tzim shalom zalman liyashiv. You make shahakel. Not strong taste over there. Negeta tomato soup. Also, you get involved. What is the bracha on the tomatoes? Again, you have to realize there's a second sugi over here. If
very vegetable,
right? So the before says you make a bracha of shahakel over here on tomato soup. Now, negate to this powdered soup.
My potato.
Rabbi Force, yes, that's correct. My father's correcting me that by potato soup, Rabbi Force seems to argue with Shlomo Zalman v'Yashiv, and they say the local potato soup is Adama. But Shlomo Zalman v'Yashiv, in the same bracha, and Shire bracha, they come along and say a case of shakal.
We're talking about eating the vegetables in the soup or drinking
the soup? Talking about the soup itself.
Without,
only the soup. The soup, because of the soup. Besides the Ro'or Shita, just the soup. That means you have it together, Avadi, and make it, then you're having it together. You're having just the soup. A lot of people want to drink just the soup over here.
Yeah,
now, they get a powdered soup, a queso, shakal over here. That's one case. Now, to get to soup with meat inside. So again, we have a case of soup with vegetables and meat. The Mechaber says, when you have just the soup over here, the meat is more choshev, therefore makes it a better taste over here, and then you make a case of shakal gam the vegetables over here. Now, the Mishmur speaks out, but let's say you're eating vegetables over here, and therefore you want to say the marak, when he discusses, is the marak can be tofel to the vegetables over here. Now, the question is, what does he mean? So, well, how the Rabbi Forrest, the same bracha, Rabbanu, Yisrael Shalom Zalman, he points out the two types of ways to have a case with vegetables inside with meat. You can have vegetable soup with meat inside. You have chicken soup with meat inside. And vegetables inside. That means you have different things over here. So the Mishnah Berurah, they kind of discussing a case where the ikur is a vegetable soup. That's what you're having. You're having some meat inside. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. It cannot be a case of a tofel. You have to make a bracha on the adamo. Masha'en, can you have chicken soup with some vegetables inside? That about the vegetables coming to enhance the chicken soup. That we can have the same words, vegetables and meat, but what is the soup? Is it chicken soup with vegetables, or is it vegetables with meat inside? So, come on, you have to know what you're having. What is enhancing who and where? If it's chicken soup with vegetables, avada the ikur is the chicken soup. If it's vegetable soup with meat inside, they cannot say that the vegetables are a case of a tofel over here. Nigea to levivot, powerful lokshin kneiloch. Again, put the sugya of ikur and tofel to the side. So, avada, if you want to have them all together, so it'll come out, you have a cloud of ikan tofel, it says, Makavam Mishabura, you go after the mezainas kol sheishboi. If you have not too much luxury inside, they say, let's say you have chicken soup, and you have three strands floating around. Fine, that's not anything that's any chshivas over here, you make a case of shackle over here. The case where the Mishabura has a mavucha, what to go do, is let's say you want to drink only the soup. Make luxury with only the soup over here. Without the luxury, that he brings down the Makavam. That's Machlokes, Rosh and Rash, the Rambam and Rosh. According to the Rambam, it's not the Derech, you make a shackle. According to the Rosh, you make case of Mezainus over here. And therefore, what to go do? Mishabur is Choshish to eat something else, aside from Mezainus, aside from the case of shackle. Now, Numa's case over here that he's discussing is specifically when you cook the Lakshin together with the soup, you make it together. Most of us are making Lakshin separately, are making Knedlach separately, and after you make the chicken soup, then you put it in your bowl or into the pot for 5 minutes, being done later on. That's not our sugyo. That'll be a whole separate sugyo negated to ikan tofel. Which again, you have to learn that. What bracha you make on your chicken soup on your lakshin side? Maybe since it's made separately, you have to make two brachas. Maybe what finds ikan tofel over here, but that's not our sugyo. That means most of akhnelach and lakshin are not made in the soup. Usually made somewhere else, and that will not be our sugyo over here. And Atikan Simon, which, hey, Nigel, what says, I think practically, just now we have Chazara for a week. We test Baruch Hashem next Wednesday. Baruch Hashem on Sunday will be a Chazara Shia on Simon Reish Beis. Should I figure out how to do that? Now, by now, I think everyone realized that Brachas is a little bit different than other sugyas. Has a lot there, and it takes a lot to work on. And it's a little bit confusing sometimes, and I wish I could tell you it's going to get easier. I wish I could tell that to you. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to say I've learned in the past. We've done numerous things in Chaburah. Usually we have four things: Shabbos, Esveter, Nida, and Brachas. I seen mitzvah the smicha shabai, the least the people get smicha on is Brachas, and it's very hard, very tough. I'm not trying to scare anyone, fair carrot. People naturally have a hard time. There's a lot here, a lot of klal have to be pointed out, and people fall to the side. But I don't want people to fall to the side. I want people to now, this, if you stop now, the next month, the next test, the test afterwards, you gotta push now, and then push again next time, and push again afterwards. And you have a week now, and the truth is, negate to other sugyas, you'll learn Shabbos again, probably learn Nida again, maybe even Esav Heter. Brachas is one of the things that is very strange, is negate every single day, everything that we do, from morning till night. And the first thing the person should learn is Brachas, that we mentioned right from the stipler. And we live with the Dalai Chayim and the Rishon already. That's the first thing we should learn. Somehow it fell to the side. And there are a lot of many confusing things for obvious reasons. And I made it very clear for you today why it's very confusing with the 15 klalim. I think I helped that out with you. And you see this from themselves. Every mandur, they change. I mean, they spend a life on it. Menabam keeps changing. And Banner, Forrest, these people have wrote Svarim on it. And things are hard here. What you go do? I only thing I know is Chazara. If you find a shortcut, please tell me. The only way I know is Chazara, then Chazara, then Chazara, then Chazara, then Chazara. And I feel already that people are feeling a chasaron over here. Don't feel bad. You like everybody around you. People feel that they're missing some points over here and it's having a hard time. Yes. From Sa'agra. No, fine. Last year we had a chasaron of Grona. Now we have a chasaron, we have a challenge over here of Brachas. But you gotta push. You gotta try. You gotta put your time in. You gotta sleep less. You gotta work on it. Get things clear over here. And I want people, and I hope people work on this very clear. And it's very, very important to Sugya. And this is the opportunity. If not now, it's not going to happen. You want to brachas, this is your chance. And I'm saying now, I once gave the shmooze a couple months into brachas, and by then it was a little bit too late. Got to give the shmooze now before the first chazara, and that means kill yourself now. Work like a beast and an animal and steig and sweat and do what you can. If you're not going to do this for this test, it ain't going to happen. That's it.
Yeah,
this is your chance, your opportunity. And you're the Sayyid, however you want to look upon it, but this is it. Attackers, you all be matzliach and push and strive. And if my father can do it, so can you.